Jones Radio. Pete Jones Radio. Pete Jones Radio. Tune in, drop out. Pete Jones Radio. Pete Jones Radio. Pete Jones Radio. Tune in, drop out. Yeah, listening to Radio Reverb. And here's your singing star, Mike Ross. Pete Jones Radio, Pete Jones Radio, Pete Jones Radio, tune in, drop out, Pete Jones Radio, Pete Jones Radio, tune in, drop out.
All fine and dandy, as is our guest, Mr. Gorgeous Toby Slater. Sir, how are you, my friend? Are you okay?
I'm very good, thank you.
Yeah, you've braved all kinds of nippy, chilly weather to get here. And for that, we can only thank you.
Thank you.
So, you know, appreciate that. When you walked in, you said, oh, and it's a train strike as well. And I'd forgotten, of course. Does that clobber you from Worthing to Brighton? Would it have been...
I wasn't too affected. It was all right.
Well, you're not. Just psychologically.
It was all right. Yeah, exactly.
You did look stunned and dazed. You couldn't quite believe your luck.
It was the cold.
You'd made it. Yeah. That was the cold, wasn't it? It's absolutely freezing out there. It's ridiculous. And we also... This place was like a furnace when you arrived. We had it all guns burning. And now it's gone really nippy, isn't it?
It is, like a fridge.
Thank you. We like to keep you awake.
Yeah, yeah. I'm awake. I'm wide awake. Yeah.
It's either keep you awake or keep you preserved.
I'm not.
Yes, and we'll do both, if that's okay. So you are well?
I'm very well, yes.
Yes.
Very well.
By the way, all power to you for turning off all things like Facebook. How do you live?
Well, that's a good question. I was on MySpace back in the MySpace days, and then I just had no reason to be on it for that particular moment.
Yeah.
But I've recently come out of that, and I'm on Instagram now. Yeah.
So, how do you use Instagram to the productive self? Because as a creative, how do you use it?
I love taking photographs. I'm not a serious photographer in the sense that I have cameras. I take pictures on my phone. But I love it. And for years, literally 3 or 4 years, I've been taking pictures on my phone, and not apart from friends and family, they've stayed on the phone. And suddenly I've just posted pictures, and I love images and colour and clips to my songs. And
so little video clips,
little video
soundy
clips from YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And poems as well. I'll write poetry.
Okay, so you can do that. Poem. This is a little bit like an A to Z for me, because I have no idea. So Instagram is one little world that, I do have an account, but I'm really bad at using it.
Right.
So as a musician, you post photographs, but you can put little sound clips up and little videos.
You can.
And how long? Is there a limit?
I think it's a minute.
Oh, okay.
So it's, you can get enough.
That's cool.
But I sort of...
And that works for you better than all the other stuff.
Well,
I like it.
It's the first one I've tried since MySpace.
Yeah.
And I think for me, music and images and words, they all kind of interchange anyway. And so it's almost, to me, like the perfect...
I think
for
a picture.
I've only been on a month.
What do you think? I mean, this is just a thought that's come to my head, but I think a picture can say 1,000 words.
Absolutely.
I don't know. Yeah. You can write that down.
It's a good line.
That could be in another lyric.
Thank you.
You can have it.
I can have that.
It's yours, my
friend.
Thank
you very much.
You are, what would you say, essentially, a singer-songwriter, a writer, a composer?
Interesting question.
If you had to pigeonhole yourself, which, let's face it, you don't have to. I'm not forcing you. But if you did have to, would you be comfortable as saying you are something? What?
Primarily a writer.
Yeah.
But the singer-songwriter thing has just come back to me in the last couple of months. And that's a really interesting thing for me, because I've written songs for years and I never stopped writing songs. But I was doing a creative writing program recently, so I was writing a novel.
Okay.
And I was taking pictures, and I was... So the music was kind of on the back burner, and I'm being quite led by my instinct, really, on this. I'm writing new songs, I'm rediscovering old songs, and I'm just following it, really.
Do you get to do any of this live yet?
I haven't, no. I mean, I used to.
Yeah.
And I'm looking to that again, but at the moment I've just been writing new songs, rediscovering old ones, recording myself on my phone,
okay,
and posting it onto YouTube. So they're fairly rough
We've kind of got it all now, haven't we, in our back pocket?
Yeah.
Isn't it loony?
That's quite strange, isn't it? And I just finally find this sort of this communion from music that I find very hard to get from other writing forms.
I think it's, well, I mean, that is the language, isn't it?
That is exactly.
I just think, what about your videos? Who shoots them?
Just me.
Just you?
Okay. I literally get a pile of books and prop up my phone. Press play.
And off you go.
Yeah. I'm hoping that will lead to other things. I mean, this is where I'm at for now. I mean...
How different is this Toby to 10, 15 years ago and the way you were doing stuff 10, 15 years ago? Because you mentioned MySpace, so I'm assuming that is 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah,
because we all had a MySpace and that there was going to be nothing else, was there? It was only going to be MySpace. And it was a great space. I loved MySpace.
I enjoyed it a lot.
I don't know what happened. I think came along and smashed it.
Facebook just superseded it,
basically. Yeah, actually, that would be it.
What happened? Yeah, what was your... How?
Well, how... Because you mentioned how you're doing stuff now, you know, primarily with your iPhone or whatever you've got, videoing yourself, doing stuff, sounding. How is your writing method and your promotion methods changing in 10, 15 years?
That's a very good question. The writing is coming from the same place in the sense that it's very driven by... quite an unconscious way of writing, really. I try not to be too cerebral about it. I try to sort of just focus on what I'm feeling and thinking, and that's a contradiction. I said it wasn't cerebral, but it's kind of the emotional level and kind of letting the music come and following that. But in terms of the promotion, I'm doing a similar thing, but I'm being more sort of, it's more DIY, really. I mean, I did some proper studio recordings 10, 15 years ago.
In Brighton?
With my old friend Alex up in London and another friend in Brighton, various places. But and I'm looking to possibly doing that again. But for the now, I've been doing just this sort of DIY thing with my phone and just enjoying it. Literally letting the songs guide me, for want of a better word, and the promotion. Yeah, I suppose the Instagram is the main form of promotion.
Well, I guess so.
I'm just enjoying it, really.
Yeah, and it's sort of. And how's the feedback been? Have you got sort of gathered?
I've only been on a month.
Yeah, right. So this whole
is virtually, if I can call it that. Yeah, I would say it is.
Yeah, it's an explosion.
It is, and I feel
how
really
good is that? When you came in, you bounced in. I was like, blimey, are you kidding? I was searching for the bottle and you bounced in. I was like, God, okay, I better raise my game. I better sound like I'm on it. But you did. There's an exuberance going on here. There's a twinkle in the eye.
It feels that way.
Yeah.
And I just feel very hard to explain. It's quite peculiar in the sense that if we were to have met 2 months ago, I wouldn't be in this place.
Well, we could have met, and you know, maybe you were the guy. Maybe that was you.
Yeah, maybe.
You weren't in a good place.
No, this is it.
I'm just so glad now we've met again. Listen, you are holding that gorgeous guitar. Mm-hmm. It seems a crime not to see what it can do.
Right.
What have you got lined up? Are you going to mix it up for us? Are you going to do some old and new? Or are you just going to go straight into the...
Yeah, I'm going to mix it up, but this is a new one. I thought I'll start with a new one.
I'm assuming that hello? I'm assuming. I'm assuming that MySpace account is buried. It's gone.
No, it's still there.
Still there.
Confusingly, my songs have been blurred. There is another Toby Slater singer-songrighter out there.
How dare
and my songs
what?
Have been, but I don't think anyone cares because nobody looks.
Well, now I care. I'm indignant.
I was a little bit.
How dare he? What a young pretender.
Yeah.
So, what's this song called?
This song's called "File It Under Lost Things."
File It Under Lost Things, guys. You are listening to Toby Slater playing live on the Pete Jones Show. Do get in touch. 07-909-547-336. Toby, take it away anytime.
There's a tear in the picture, a crack in the frame. For so long you've been held to the flame. The weight of stone left you a husk. All the days running down to dusk, and it's a long way back home. When you're out there on your own, file it under lost things, vanished dreams still to be found. Just file it under lost things, treasures beneath the underground. You tumble from the high wire like an acrobat. You worry the grief will roll you flat. The dream burns out, what's left of the night. You face it all, but the lights are too bright. And it's a long way back home when you're out there on your own. Just file it under lost things, vanished dreams still to be found. Just file it under lost things, treasures beneath the underground. Through stations of sleep, we see what we need, but you don't want it now. Just file it under lost things, vanished dreams still to be found. Just file it under lost things, treasures beneath the underground. Just file it under lost things, vanished dreams still to be found. Just file it under lost things, treasures beneath the underground.
That is a great, great, gorgeous sound. Thank you so much. That is Toby Slater playing File It Under Lost Things. Now, that is a new song?
New, yeah.
Newish.
September.
Yeah, well, that's new.
Just gone.
Are you kidding? That is new. Yeah. This is the new Slater.
Mm.
I know that you took time out and you've written a novel and you went... Was the creative writing... to kind of hone in the novel writing, or was it just to sort of get feedback while you were writing it?
And before I forget, I'd like to thank...
never forget.
Emily O'Brien. Who made this happen.
She did.
So, I know Emily from the Creative Writing Programme, which was, as you say, I was writing a novel. The novel currently is in a box, so I may come back to it.
It sounds like it's finished?
No.
Right, okay.
It's in its sort of... it's in a draft stage, and I was thoroughly enjoying it, but for whatever reason, I reached a plateau with it. And
so, is it basically? I wouldn't say back burner, but it's on a sabbatical.
Yeah, I would say so, but I can't remember your original question.
No, I can't either. I tell you what, there probably wasn't one. No, that's the way it goes.
No, oh, did I use that to hone?
Well, I was just wondering with the create, you know, because where I was kind of going in my head while you were singing that song, I was thinking, and now bearing in mind, I'm a bear of no creativity, so I do not know how this works. But I would imagine if you are writing a book, a novel, then you are writing that novel. You get up every day, you work it, you do, some people do it different methods and whatever, but it's basically, that's what you're on.
Mm-hmm.
If you are a singer-songwriter, sometimes people do it that way, and some people wait for the muse to bite their bum, and then you say, oh, do you know what, I'm going to write a song. Are you on a bus, or you're someone, you can't help it, the song is coming out, and you're awake, and you've got this, you wake up and there's a song, and you want to do it.
Mm.
And then maybe not for another few weeks. Am I somewhere close?
I know what you're asking, and I think in a weird way that's why short form poetry and song probably suits me better.
Yeah.
Because as much as I was loving writing the novel, and as I said, I may well come back to it, I found that sort of the vastness of a novel overwhelming. And whereas a song, I can literally rewrite a line of a verse on a bus or...
Yeah.
And equally, you can do that, I guess, with books, with novels. But for whatever reason, I don't find that as easy.
And actually, now we've all got these smartphones. We've got a dictaphone in our back pocket, haven't we? So you can be on a bus or waiting for a bus even, and you've got a little melody in your head. You've got a line you want to shove in. Sure, you can come up with synopsis and ideas for books and novels, I would imagine. But the essence of a song, sometimes, bang, got to get that down.
But that's not me putting songs over novels, not in any way.
I didn't take it that way.
I think perhaps it also comes down to narrative. I'm not sure that actually telling stories is what I do best.
Telling stories longhand.
Telling stories.
Because are your songs stories?
Yes, but in a more oblique way.
Sure.
They're more unconscious.
Emotion.
They're more emotion and imagery. And my poetry is like that too. Even though my poetry and my song lyrics are different things. But I find the sort of the structure of a sort of narrative quite constraining in a song.
Yeah,
I don't really tell story songs.
Okay,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, I do. Do you turn to the music form or the song to release? Is there a kind of
probably?
Blimey, that was a tough whatever. Whether it's a relationship or whatever, and out it comes in a song.
Probably, yeah. I think. Yeah, I mean, one of my friends, another friend from the Creative Writing Program, was saying how Homer was the original, he was a singer,
yeah,
a ballad singer. So, and he mentioned that perhaps all things come from that source ultimately. So, I would say that that's what probably drives me, and songs are what I come to probably first, maybe through words first, or a word or a melody.
Is that the thing that drives?
Yeah, I would say so.
The word. You're a writer. Have you got something else for us?
Yeah, absolutely.
What have you got there?
This is an older song.
Yeah.
So probably 2006, maybe.
Folks, he doesn't look that old. You seriously? What were you, like 12 then?
Probably, no.
Don't answer that. It's radio. They'll suck it up.
Yeah.
What's this song called?
It's called No Ceasefire.
No Ceasefire. Guys, take it away.
The stumbling block is a stepping stone, and all we possess is out on loan. You can be worlds apart in the same bed. There's a hole in my heart, but a dream in my head. Nothing rings truer than you get what you give. Moving and breathing and not really live. A sleepwalking slave with a ghost for a heart. The untapped soul pulls himself apart. Of all the riches there is to find, learn to guard your peace of mind. You can watch your balance and bolt every door. There be no ceasefire in your silent war. Idle hands tamper, undo and destroy. To your left on your back, like a broken toy. The emptiness spreads like the desert sand. And the cool wind laughs at a carefully laid plans. Of all the riches there is to find, learn to guard your peace of mind. You can watch your balance and bolt every door. There be no ceasefire in your silent war. There be no ceasefire in your silent war. There is to find, learn to guard your peace of mind. You can watch your balance and bolt every door. There be no ceasefire in your silent war. There be no ceasefire in your silent war. Too busy attacking, you forgot to defend. All this hard sell and no time to lend. You were building a tower that no one can reach. At war with yourself on an empty beach. Of all the riches there is to find, learn to guard your peace of mind. You can watch your balance and bolt every door. There be no ceasefire in your silent war. There be no ceasefire in your silent war. There be no ceasefire in your silent war.
No ceasefire from Toby Slater, playing very live for us here at Radio Reverb on The Pete Jones Show. Thank you so much. Toby, this is sounding great. Now, I'm going to ask you the killer question here. What on earth are you going to do with all this stuff? Because it sounds like you do it, you stick it up. In the past, it's been on MySpace, and you've been into a recording studio back in the day, and I don't know what happened there. You've got such a great canon of stuff from old and new. Beautiful songs. Is there a game plan? What would you like to happen?
That's a very good question. I'm really trying to let the songs tell me.
Okay.
That might sound like an incredibly bizarre sort of hippie-ish thing to say, but
sounds great.
I sort of feel like if the songs connect with people, then that will lead somewhere. And if this, you know, just playing here now is really great. If anyone connects with them, and if more and more people connect with them, well, I'll kind of follow that. But there's no particular game plan. As I said, you know, if I was to have met you a couple of months ago, I was literally playing in a room, and I still am playing in a room at the moment. It's the first time I've played elsewhere in as long as I can remember.
Well, it's brilliant to have you here. So, seriously, because I kind of got that impression.
I hope I'm carrying the songs.
Oh,
I feel
man,
quite,
you are, seriously. Yeah. You got the old, you know, post New Year snuffles there, but
I have a little bit.
Apart from that, there was pre New Year snuffles as well going around there. So we're basically in the snuffle season. Would you agree with me there? I think it's a beautiful thing, and I love it. I just was thinking, my God, how can we, you know, part of our little remit on the show is to plug you to death and get things going. But you know, not always people come in. They don't have gigs to promote. They don't have an album or a CD or an EP or tracks. And that's as 100% as valid as everything else. It's just trying to be a vessel for you guys to almost steer you in some way.
Well, when I say the songs will guide me, you know, what I perhaps hope is that people will like what they hear, either here or on YouTube. And I would like to record the songs in the way that they deserve to be recorded. Because at the moment, as I said to you, I'm recording on a phone.
Yeah, yeah.
And I do have ambitions for the songs. I don't know what ambitions I have for me with the songs, if that makes sense. I'd like to meet other musicians that could add sort of sonic textures to them. You know, counter melodies, textures, harmonies. I'm open to whatever could happen and anything that could happen with them, basically.
And I think it will, to be honest. Okay. Are you even thinking of doing open mics and getting out there?
Is
it something
I mean, I did that a lot last time around.
The new Toby.
And I'm open to
Toby 2.
Yeah, exactly. This is the second coming.
Yeah,
this is my second
definitely,
coming.
Definitely, yeah. It's good. I love it.
Yes, I would. I'm looking to do that again.
Yeah.
But it's a strange journey from coming out of a room again, because I'm literally, you know, as I said, playing songs in a room, and this is the first time I'm playing them elsewhere again. But
it's sounding so good. We had a lovely text a minute ago, actually. I didn't read it to you, but just saying, sounding great, you know, texting in. So, you know, it is sounding great. You can't hear it because you're doing it, and I ban you from wearing headphones because I want you to be in it and not to be criticising yourself. But there is method in that madness. Mm. But it would be so good, if you were to come in this time next year, you know, with an album, with a CD, with stuff going on,
because
I just think it so deserves it, to be honest. It's the time is now, my friend. The time is now.
Thank you.
What is it like? Because you are introducing old friends to new friends with these songs. You've got stuff that has been kicking around for 10, 15 years, and you've got the new stuff that has been kicking around for 4 months or so. Can you feel that there's a journey between one to the other? Are they mixing in nicely?
I think they are. And I'm also writing, I've got brand new songs that I'm writing at the moment as well, that I'm, you know, I've got lots of ideas coming through. But to answer your question, it's a very moving thing to actually find a song that you wrote 15 years ago or 12 years ago or whatever, 10 years ago, and to revisit it and to sort of, particularly some of the songs are filled with very personal feelings, some of them very difficult feelings. And to sort of sing them, I've rediscovered a song, which I'm going to sing next, called Coming Home. And I probably won't go very deeply into the subject matter, but it's a very difficult song to sing. I'd actually forgotten that I'd written it. And I think perhaps because it served its purpose for that time. But to sing it now, knowing that that journey worked out okay, very moving, actually. And I've got twin daughters of 12, Beth and Lucia, and I wrote this when they were very little, and now they're 12. And I was telling them about this yesterday, and it's a real journey of just to sing it now and to know that that journey worked out okay is. I don't know if I'm making sense here.
You're making perfect sense. But, I hope you're listening, Beth and Lucia, by the way. I hope you're out there somewhere.
And I think
tuning in.
I've got two little ones, Isaac and Pearl. I think they're listening in as well. So I'd like to say hello,
Isaac and Pearl,
to all of those. And Lindsay, my partner, soulmate, my best friend.
Are Isaac and Pearl twins too?
No.
Okay.
Cause, they are not.
Because now would be the time to stop, you know, because then you've got a six. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no. No, they're not. Yeah.
Isaac and Pearl, you are more than welcome, as are Beth and Lucia.
And Lindsay.
And Lindsay. I'm on it. I'm so on it. It's ridiculous. Ken Bruce, eat your heart out. What would you like to play for us?
Well, I think I'd like to play this new one that I literally only rediscovered yesterday.
Oh, man.
So it's a bit of an odd... I thought, am I... Shall I... So I'm going to give it a go.
Whatever. You know, I want to say right now how appreciative we are for you coming in, doing your stuff. And I know it's, you know, it's... We're kind of on the journey with you. So that's, you know, I just want you to know that.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
What's this song called again?
So it's called Coming Home.
Coming Home. Take it away.
These words of war are now just empty shells. A silent house, a dried out well. Everything was broken, never felt so hollow. If I call you, I'll pray you follow. There's no time to deal with a landslide. No time to adjust, no place to hide. Salt water floods the lines of a broken face. Wasn't sure I'd make it in my place. It's alright, I'm coming home. Only I don't know where that is. It's alright, I'm coming home. Only I don't know where that is. My mask is cracked, my heart is broken. The lock's undone, a silence spoken. It's midnight in the garden, I was aching to be born. The wind's rising, the night is torn. It's alright, I'm coming home. Only I don't know where that is. It's alright, I'm coming home. Only I don't know where that is. Mm-hmm. desolate. I was so, so desolate. And then I heard you calling me. I did not know how long it would be. And I was so, so desolate. So, so desolate. It's alright, I'm coming home. I think I know where that is. Do you ever know where that is? You're always nowhere that is. Oh, I'm coming home.
Coming home there from Toby Slater. I'm not going to say it's from an album or a CD or a collection or an EP. It's just from Toby Slater. It's from the arsenal and the gun cupboard. He keeps firing stuff at us.
Yes.
Beautiful, beautiful song, Coming Home. Still sounding fresh and gorgeous. And you're telling me that was 10, 12 years ago? That is lovely.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Beautiful.
Ten years ago. And I can't believe I forgot I had it.
How did you rediscover it?
I was literally just going through songs. And I was like, oh, this one. Of course, this one.
I like that.
I played it to my, as I said, I played it to my twin daughters, and they were, oh, you should play that one. I was like, oh, I don't think I know it well enough. And it was, yeah, I haven't played it in
Beth
a while.
Beth and Lucia, thank you for pushing him into playing that. You see, sometimes we need the wisdom of our children.
Indeed.
They know. They do. Tell me something, and I've instantly forgotten the depth and the brilliance of my question. Yes, there it is. Can you see? No notes. Crazy, I know. If you could say anything, what would say musically your influences would have been over the years? I mean, what's rocked your boat in the sort of singer-songwriter kind of canon?
Wow. I would say my influences and inspiration come as much from music as they come from other art forms. In terms of direct influences, all the classic singer-songwriters, and then my mind goes blank, but, you know, all the classic singer-songwriters, I don't know, Dylan, yeah. Leonard Cohen, yeah. Tim Harding, Carole King, Springsteen, then the sort of more modern ones, Damien Rice, Tom McRae, Ryan Adams, but I'm not.
Have you been
only
looking for my CDs again? Would you stop that? I wondered who that guy was. But it was you.
But strangely enough, it's
although
not
who's
just
Tim,
those.
Who's Tim Harding?
He sung that Reason to Believe. Do you know that
one? What, you mean the one that's, that Rod Stewart covered?
Rod Stewart did cover it, but his version is far superior.
Well, it's a beautiful song.
The original is lovely.
Oh, Tim Harding. Yeah. I'm going to write that down.
But it's not, you know, and you know, more recently, Michael Kiwanuka, Calexico,
yes, yeah.
The National.
Okay.
Wolf Alice. Oh, I mean,
and know, this is you not remembering, right?
Yeah, this is me not remembering.
You're good. You know. So it's that. Yeah, of course. I mean, I can't work out what was going on in sort of 1973 or whatever, when just the planets were colliding and everything was aligning and something ridiculous exploded, and that's kind of, you know, at no point can I imagine people still going back 50 years. To something that sounds so fresh. I mean, the guys, okay, you know, 45 years ago, if they went back 45 years from 73, mm-hmm. You know, the songs that they would be plucking out, you know, it's just no comparison from the kind of innovation and the, and, I mean, okay, the jazz world was a similar creative explosion, mm-hmm. I guess, from the 20s and 30s. But the what we now are still leaning so heavily on, even Christmas ads or a Beatles song, for goodness sake, you know, Beatles cover. There's such a creational explosion that has got into us, and it's almost like they've done it. And so what we do now is kind of reflect it and use it as inspiration. I know
what you're saying, but then at the same time, if you go back to those guys and you listen to influencing them, they were reflecting.
They were.
But you are right, there was a sort
but they
of
took it somewhere else.
They did take it somewhere else. But I'd like to think, as much as I know exactly what you mean, and I probably gave a sort of very sort of backward-looking answer to the question, but I think there's something very dangerous about that sort of glorification of the past. because it's sort of, you know, you sort of think, well, you know, will the well run dry? And I don't believe that to be the case, but I know what you mean. There does appear to be that golden age, but then again, the 90s were very vibrant. And incidentally, I wanted to say also, your previous question, I don't only, you know, like and listen to sort of singer-songwriters. No. I love a lot, yeah. You know, all kinds of music. Yeah. All kinds of music. I mean, you mentioned jazz just now. I like jazz. I like Motown. I like,
yeah. I guess, you know, but I was more interested in what you felt was would be an influence to your singer-songwriting style, as opposed to your listening.
Well, I suppose I came of age when the MTV Unplugged thing. I mean, I saw the power of like rock bands that I loved stripping it down.
Yeah.
Like, whether Nirvana, you know, I remember seeing Kurt Cobain with an acoustic guitar playing, yeah. You know, The Man Who Sold the World,
yeah.
or whatever, and being just the power of the acoustic guitar. That, and I suppose that's why I felt like that was something I could do. I've never actually been in a rock band or whatever. Or
yeah.
I've never felt that was really my thing, even though I love, you know, bands that do that.
You mentioned Damien Rice in there somewhere.
Right.
I'd love to hear you bouncing off a female vocal. It'd be
That's
so
funny,
beautiful.
People have said that.
It'd be so beautiful.
Funny enough, I met someone quite recently who sent me a song, sent me a YouTube link, and it's something I might follow up on.
Oh, yeah,
because I think
should.
That could really...
It'd be so beautiful, you know, in the right hands.
I think the songs have more potential than I'm currently able to carry them.
Well, you know,
maybe.
I just think there's another... I mean, look, yeah. I mean, even if you go to the pinnacle at the moment of commercialisation, if you think of Ed Sheeran, I mean, he's just produced the same song about 8 times with various combos of duet, and they all work. They all sound great. Yeah. It's the same song, and he's just playing around with it. Do you know a guy called Sam Baker, American singer-songwriter?
No, I don't.
And
actually,
he's got the graveliest, dirtiest, almost sort of Tom Waits-esque voice.
Yeah.
But every now and then, there's this. He leans on this beautiful Carrie Elkin, I think she's called, another sort of almost country singer. That is just somewhere in the background, just hauntingly beautiful, and it just raises you. You just hear. I mean, I can hear the melody in his song anyway, but it's coming through, you know. And when she kicks in as well, it's just so beautiful. Your voice is way more beautiful than Sam Baker's, but I'm saying the combo between the two would be a very lovely,
it's
gorgeous
thing.
It's
about finding that match, isn't it? I suppose...
Follow it up.
Yeah.
Seriously, definitely. I'd love to. I mean, we can get you guys in a couple of months. Come on.
Yeah.
I don't know who this person is, but, you know, I'm trying to give you kind of a hurrah.
No, I'm open to, as I said, yeah, whatever happens with these songs.
It'd be fantastic.
Or even just, I'm just enjoying playing them, you know. So,
well, that's I hope my, as important too. Because, it, you know, that if it ain't about the joy and the love, then it's you know, keeping it long-lasting is a tough thing. Normally, we would be promoting gigs and CDs and things, but I'm just going to promote you, and you are a gorgeous thing. And please, if there's one thing in the next 6 or 8 months, get some of these new songs down off your iPhone and in a studio or something.
That's, you know, cause I hope to do that. And when I said I had no ambition, I didn't. Yeah, what I meant was hopefully the songs will lead me to having them recorded.
Yeah.
In their fullest potential.
Yeah.
And if people are interested in what they've heard or are hearing, you can find me on YouTube or find me on Instagram, and the Instagram links to YouTube. And
yeah, great.
So I will update as to what happens next, whether that's gigs, whether that's recordings, whether that's whatever happens.
Brilliant.
You know, so.
Have you got another song to go out?
I do.
What are you going to play?
It's Staring at the Stars.
Staring at the Stars. This is on the YouTube thing, isn't it?
It is indeed, and it's a song which I think I owe a lot to, really, because it's the first song that really people seem to connect with back then when I was playing gigs. And I think it's quite a simple song, quite an elemental song.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But this is, I'll just get myself ready and...
You do that thing. You do that thing. By the way, I have put up a little photo of Toby singing his heart out during File It Under Lost Things, I do believe. Go to the Pete Jones Show Radio Reverb page. Actually, it's the Pete Jones Show page. I haven't put it on the Reverb one yet. Like it and comment and do whatever you want to do. Text us also 07909 547 336. Last chance to say hi to Toby before he goes after this song. So if you want to do that, please text us now. And here we are, Staring at the Stars. Take it away, Toby.
stones in the dark outside. If you give nothing, you get nothing back. And the dark waters rush underneath. It's a blind ambition you wish you could see. 'Cause you've been staring the stars too long. You can't even see today. You've been staring the stars so long, you never even saw the day. Like an empty space in a crowded room, just a number in the traffic boom. You are the choices that you have made, and those forgotten begin to fade. 'Cause you've been staring the stars too long, you can't even see today. You've been staring the stars so long, you never even saw the day. Not forgotten, just never here. Not a glance, but an endless stare. Just like you, I feel that pull. I got to learn to let it go now. Daylight brings you nothing. Desires of leaving led you astray. It's one more dream held out to dry. Not yet here, and you're already gone, gone, gone. 'Cause you've been staring the stars too long. You can't even see today. You've been staring the stars so long, you never even saw the day. You've been staring the stars too long, you can't even see today. You've been staring the stars so long, you never even saw the day.
Staring at the Stars from Toby Slater. Toby, thank you so much. Man, you have earned whatever you have after this.
if it's a
fine fat pint, it's all on us. thank you so much for coming in. Will you do me a favour? Will you stick in touch?
Absolutely, I
really want to know. I know we haven't got CDs and stuff to play next week, but we will get some tracks from you.
Or I may have one I can leave for you.
Do whatever you can.
Yeah, sure.
Do whatever you can. In the meantime, stick at it. Because it's grand. This is it.
Don't
waste this energy. And let us know how it all goes. And we are here for you if ever you need us, to be honest. That's the whole point.
Thank you very much for having me.
Appreciate you coming in. Toby Slater, everyone. Thank you so much. What a gorgeous song. Staring at the Stars. By the way, you can see that on YouTube. I put the link on my Facebook page earlier today. Staring at the Stars. And from that, there's a little link to Instagram. Please follow Toby. And he is a very creative bunny to boot. He's pretty nifty with that old camera, too. Better watch it. Thanks so much, mate, and you safe journey home, my friend.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
Radio Reverb's Dynamo. Blues Mammoth loves the Pete Jones Show.